With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Missoula hasn't had a new COVID-19 case in over 2 weeks, and the local health department says there are no active cases in the county. As Edward O'Brien reports, that means health orders affecting some local businesses are about to change.
Phones belonging to Missoula barbers and hairstylists have likely been blowing up since this morning when word came down they'll soon be back in business. Missoula Health Officer Ellen Leahy today updated local health orders affecting grooming, beauty, body art, piercing, massage, and spa services.
They can open effective Monday, May 11th.
That's a big turnaround from April 24th when Missoula officials opted to take a more conservative approach to lifting COVID-19 restrictions than offered by Governor Steve Bullock's phased reopening plan. Missoula's salons and personal service businesses stayed shuttered even as others in the state slowly reopened. But today's announcement isn't a carte blanche for Missoula business owners. Leahy says they'll need to detail plans for employee health screening, social distancing, face covering use, as well as cleaning and sanitation regimes.
They do not have to turn it in, but we do want them to have it on hand. That way, if we get a complaint, we're able to talk to the business.
Missoula's farmers markets will be allowed to open starting May 23rd. Up to 250 people will now be allowed in, but vendors' tables will be spaced 6 feet apart. Social distancing rules will apply, and all vendors, employees, and volunteers must screen for symptoms before being allowed to work. Schools can hold graduation ceremonies, but they'll be limited to a total of 250 people, again with plans in place for sanitation and social distancing. If health officers see a spike in cases in the next couple of weeks, they can rescind or modify any of these relaxed orders. Missoula COVID-19 Incident Commander Cindy Farr says local testing capability has dramatically improved over the past couple of weeks. She says the county is now able to test anyone with symptoms. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.